If you like, we can start.
Okay.
Yeah, hello. Also ich begrüße im Radiostudio Beling und Shui Liu. Shui. Und zwar geht es darum, dass wir heute eine Sendung machen mit dem Autoren Beling. Und zwar ist er ein Dichter, der 1989 ins Exil gehen musste aus China. Und er hat unter anderem Bücher geschrieben wie Wandering in March and The Deceived. Und seine Gedichte als auch Essays und Bücher sind in Englisch erschienen, zum Beispiel in der Los Angeles Times und The New Republic. Und Beling ist einer der Gewinner des Penn US West Freedom Writing Award von 2000. Und er hat zum Beispiel auch den Helman Hammett Award 1995 und 2001 erhalten und das Künstlerhaus Schloss Wiepersdorf Fellowship. Er ist unter anderem auch auf dem Board des Internationalen Zentrums for Writing and Translation und er war ein Fellow at the New York Public Library Center for Scholars and Writers. He is also the founder of Independent Chinese Pen Center. Und darüber werden wir jetzt auch gleich sprechen. Während der Veranstaltung, die an diesem Wochenende in Frankfurt stattgefunden hat, China und die Welt, Wahrnehmung und Wirklichkeit, kam es eben zu einem Skandal, der darin auch bestand, dass Beling und Dai Jing zur Buchmesse eingeladen wurden, beziehungsweise zu dem Symposium, ohne dies mit der chinesischen Delegation abzusprechen. In welcher Weise es so weit kommen konnte, besprechen wir dann im Laufe dieser Sendung, aber anfangen möchte ich eigentlich mit einer Frage an Beling, die ich jetzt erstmal stelle. Yeah, Beling. Yeah. This was only a very short introduction, but I think what is really interesting, if you to start with a more common question, yeah. Could you remember the time when you started to write, yeah. And could you remember this time and what was the situation in this time when you started to write poetry, for example?
Oh, I started to write poetry almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
More than 20 years ago. That time I am in university, almost finished university undergraduate student life. So I'm in Beijing, so studying. I have get chance to meet its underground literature, especially underground poetry group. This group name is Today, Jintian. So that time I have one group important underground poet. They started, you know, show the writing. That's why at that time I have chance, got a chance, so started my work. So I still remember a few poets gave me strongly, you know, influence, like Meng Ke, Duo Duo, like Bei Dao, Jiang He, that's all literature group.
Yeah.
So that's very special. So then I started writing my work. Yeah, I started writing poetry. I think for poet, you always have to spend more time reading. You have to reading more than you can study writing. That's why I believe, more than 20 years ago, I studied my work.
Yeah, so this was in, like, 89, but... time before.
Earlier for 80, 1980.
Yeah. And what was the situation when you grew up in China? Could you tell us more about how you grew up in your family? And is that related, maybe, to what you are writing?
Yeah, so my parents they are scientists, are a professor.
Yeah.
In two different universities in Beijing.
Yeah.
So I grew up I grew up Cultural Revolution time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that time, you know, very difficult have book reading. So also my junior school, middle school time, in Cultural Revolution time. You know, Cultural Revolution in China from 1966 until 1976. That 10 years in Cultural Revolution.
Hmm.
So I remember it's a very sad time because, you know, it's no artist work. It's every day it's communist propaganda. Also, this regime try to control everything from life, even from clothes dresser, also, you know, especially it's they don't want you can have enough book to read. So I think that time for me, it's always try find some, you know, through underground way, find some book can read. So some famous Chinese classical book also we can have chance to read. So few book make me, you know, literature is such, you know, such emotional, such, you know, keep me, you know, pay attention. Also, it's make me try or dreamly someday I can become writer. So then after 1976, so Communist Party, they think cannot continually keep, you know, control everything. Then Cultural Revolution time end. Then it's they call reform, you know, new reform time. Then they try open, you know, China. So started a published book, you know, library open. So started a university open again, you know, 10 years, no university in China. So all university closed. So then I got a chance to become university student. Then I started writing. Then after I finished school, I got trouble. They say I'm involved underground literature. They say I'm involved underground political things. Then almost I lost university position. No, not lost university. You know, it's studying life. But I'm lucky. I'm passed. So then I have to go into, you know, official newspaper work. For very boring, you know, it's a newspaper and you have to every day do something. My newspaper, okay, they talk about, you know, it's a commercial. Could not talk about, you know, it's like a food, talk about, you know, it's a shop, something. That's better than, you know, real propaganda. This is a professional newspaper, not it's like, you know, political propaganda. But still, it's you have not enough time can do this.
Yeah.
So this is in China it's the most life. Later, you know, I'm teaching university, I'm working some social science institute for editor. Then until, you know, I get chance, you know, visiting America, you know, after student movement in 1989, you know, June 4th, I stayed American. After a few years, I back to China again. So I And after I finished teaching Harvard University teaching Chinese, I choose, okay, so I should, you know, spend more time in China, then I try back to China, then stay China, then until 2000 summer, I published my underground literature, my literature magazine called Tendency. This magazine, it's a focus exile literature, focus foreign literature, focus underground literature in China. I try print our journal, issue 13. So in Beijing, after I print out, send it to some coffee shop, some, you know, it's private bookstore, try, you know, promote this one, then get Chinese police department know my work. Then they say I'm illegal publish, illegal send to out. Then they charge me, they send me to jail. So after they send me to jail, you know, I think maybe I should spend time in jail a long time. I'm very sad. But suddenly, you know, after 15 days, it's because American State Department involved my situation. Also, lots of international writers gave me strong support after I'm released. So it's like Günter Grass, like Susan Sontag, like Czesław Miłosz. This is all, you know, it's Polish poet Czesław Miłosz. It's a great writer, Susan Sontag, Szymaszyny, Irish poet Szymaszyny, they all try to support me. So they open, you know, they write open letter for Chinese president Jiang Zemin, say, we are literature colleagues, Beiling, you know, just because they involve literature, send to jail. Then, you know, Chinese government think it's have to take his out, force me, you know, from jail directly, they send me to America. American State Department tried, you know, save me, you know, from jail. So then became exile. It's my, you know, then I'm staying American in Boston.
Yeah.
Again.
So that was in 2000.
Yeah, 2000, August, end of August.
Yeah. It's really difficult to understand the jail experience. You also wrote about this, but here in this article from March 2005, and but if I you told me that you also know Ma Jian.
Yeah, and it's my old friend.
Yeah,
it's almost 26 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean university student time, we are already close friend.
Yeah, and he's talking also in this Beijing coma about how he was put in jail when he was 15 and how brutal the police is. So it's something what we experienced during the Nazi time, for example. But
yeah, it's cultural.
It's a kind of brutality,
similar like a Nazi time.
It's a brutality that is so difficult to describe. How is
it? They burn all book. You know, they fire all book. So they don't let people, you know, have a private life.
Yeah.
So also it's such violence, you know, it's
violence.
just not, you know, killing too much people. Only different with Nazi time. Your whole situation is very similar.
Yeah. So you have this experience described in literature, maybe also in artworks, auch in Kunstwerk. Ja, Schuhe studiert hier an der Städelschule und spricht besser Deutsch als Englisch.
Yes.
Aber du kannst auch in Chinesisch antworten. Und dann versteht Beiling, was du sagst. Es geht mehr darum, diese Art von Gewalt und Kontrolle, die wird in der Literatur ausgedrückt. Aber wird sie auch in der Kunst ausgedrückt? Ist es also expressed in Art?
Soll ich auf Deutsch oder auf Chinesisch sprechen? Auf Chinesisch vielleicht.
Vielleicht auf Chinesisch und dann auf Deutsch? Es entscheidet so schön. So what do you think is better? Because I think it's better if you say it in Chinese German. And German.
German is better. If you speak Chinese, nobody understands it.
But then he can translate it.
Oh, yeah. You can talk in German, or if I talk in Chinese, you also can translate it for.
Yeah. It will be nice for the Poles then.
Ja, ich bin am 81 geboren und dann, ja, meine Generation ist also früh in der Zeit. Also ich fühle mich nicht so unterdrückt. Und in Kunstszene, ich glaube, wir haben die Universität. Ich habe in Sichuan Fine Art School studiert und es ist ganz anders. Vielleicht gibt es sehr groß an Fluss vom Husserl-System, Studiumsystem und sehr klassisch, also sehr realistisch und viel Malerei. Und außerdem ist eigentlich auch ziemlich frei. Und wir können auch alle Bücher lesen, was wir lesen möchten. Und ja, alle Kunstwerke aus unterschiedlichen Ländern können wir auch gucken. Ja. Wir sind weit weg, original ein Work natürlich schwierig, aber zum Beispiel jetzt fahren auch 1000 chinesische Künstler nach Venedig und zu Basel und ja. Kunstbereich ist.
Ja, aber meine Frage war auch diese Erfahrung der Gewalt, die ja doch auch daran besteht, dass Kontrolle ja irgendwie schon ausgeübt wird. Ist das dann nicht auch etwas, das sich auch in der Kunst ausdrückt?
Also was ich nicht weiß. Wirklich.
Okay, Shu said, no, he has no experience. Is it?
Really not.
But
I have no idea.
I was right now in China, and when I was there, I mean, I felt really controlled because something in the internet didn't work. Like no Facebook, no YouTube. Mm. Everything you need for internet is not working. So it's like still a great wall around China in relation to information.
It's work, Facebook, I think.
No, only if you have a special software.
Ah, really?
Yes.
Aha. Ich habe einen Blog und es wird also in einer Weile abgemacht. Ich habe einen Blog, also habe ich Tagebuch geschrieben, aber nur Tagebuch, mein Gefühl im Ausland, aber also one day ist alles weg. Alle Informationen, ich weiß auch nicht machen.
Ja. Schwierig. So there is still a kind of control. Maybe the violence is not so heavy anymore, but the violence that Marjan is describing is really heavy. And because of
89, June 4th, it's still the movement time.
Yeah, also in this until 89 and then the pressure that happened after it, so that there is no remembrance on the victims.
Yeah.
So no.
Yeah, it's margin like a weakness. He's, you know, he's try, see some he sees, he saw. It's, that book, it's like, it's in that special moment, it's most important, you know, historical moment. His weakness, this whole situation, face to all situation.
Yeah, and you maybe you like to read first a poem that you're getting in.
Yeah, and I can read which people can understand it.
You can read it in Chinese and then we can read it in English, or Shu is translating something.
Yeah, no. Maybe. Kopf.
But I like really to hear it in Chinese. I asked also Shu if he can read it, but it was very. Now he's reading?
You know, I say maybe I'm reading Chinese, he can give all meaning.
Yeah, the meaning. Yeah.
For Adi.
Yeah.
In Deutsch ist besser.
Aber ich kann es nicht aus dem Chinesischen mit übersetzen.
Ja, du kannst.
So, what do you like to read? Banishment?
Okay, I can read banishment, or I can read called memory. So memory, it's a 14, page 14. Yeah, that's also, we can little bit feed margins, you know, Beijing comma.
Yeah.
It's all same, you know, background.
Yeah. Can you go a bit closer?
Okay. Oh, the same background, yeah.
Same background?
Yeah.
Memorial?
Yeah, memorial.
For the victims of June
14, yeah, page 14.
Yes, I have it.
Okay, I'm reading first. 纪念为1989年六四受难者而作。我目睹的暴力过去了，它滋生的果实被恨的潮水洗劫着，一个预言再度呈现。苦难完整而安详，连同我的疼痛，他们僵立在时间的钟摆下，整整一支队伍的葬仪，祭奠着记忆。而过去是无辜的，衰老，那年轮的不幸，迫使青春忏悔。青春竟也落下了死亡那永恒的印。冬天是自由的，在赤裸的空旷下，梦占有着妄想，如同想象的理性，在坚忍的物理中展示既疲倦的力量。一个进程符咒般凝聚的壮烈终结的力量。呀、
Danke. Lilia. What is Lilia?
Wait.
Wait.
Lilia.
Lilia.
Kraft.
If I say now something about it in English, probably it's better if you explain something about in English about this memorial for the victims, because it's very impressive.
Yeah, it's especially for, you know, it's a victim of June 4th, 1989.
Yeah,
it's a lots of students and Beijingese. It's killed, you know,
yeah.
The Chinese army. They want to stop the student movement in Beijing. This background is very strong.
Yes,
it's heavy. Yeah, it's like Margin's Beijing Karma. They all give this all background.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. This all. This is for memory. Memorial.
Yeah. So. Maybe I say something about the last. It's or should I read it in English?
You can read English.
Or do you like to read it in English?
I think better you can read it. people can understand a lot of it. I don't know. It's no most. It's you know, listen radio people maybe can understand English.
Yes.
Okay.
Memorial for the victims of June 4th, 1989. Gone is the violence I witnessed, the fruits is engendered, now baptized in tides of hatred, again make known their prophecy. Disaster, impassive and total, joints with pain that is my own, to stand rooted beneath a pendulum, an entire corpse in a cottage, paying mourning rites to memory, yet the past deserves no guilt. Creeping age and mounting stages of futility forced youth to kneel repentantly. Youth was branded with a death mark. Winter finds its freedom in naked, empty reaches, while dreams possess illusion. Reason empowers the imagination, rearing up in acts of lone endurance, showing the very strands of memory. A journey onward is fraught as if by a curse, with the force of a heroic end.
Yeah,
I mean, this, it was really a long, long month on Tiananmen Square.
Yeah.
And the students, they had really the will to find a way for democratization.
Yeah.
And it's really, I mean, it's really hard how it was, how still the Communist Party is rejecting or saying, no, we don't need any form of democratization. So the force, the modernization of China is still, there is something still missing.
Yeah, China still, it's no, you know, freedom vote, election, it's China, you know, still, you know, government or like a Communist Party control publisher, no private publisher house, no private, you know, no private news media, no private magazine, no private television, no private radio, all controlled by, you know, the government. But China already have some change. You know, now they like a private bookstore. They also have we still can have some website magazine, you know. They censorship, but they still let you have. But they never give people opportunity, you know, can have a private video, radio and television. Also newspaper, never. So that's all controlled by government. So not only control belong government, they have government only own. Yeah, that's all things. If someday we have this all, can have private newspaper, private publish house, private bookstore, bookstore already have private. So private television, then maybe someday we can have, you know, possibly for free election. Yeah, we can vote who can become our, you know, like, you know, president or premier. That's someday should happen. But literature, not only, you know, writing your private things. Sometimes literature like a weakness. They are weakness whole, you know, in most important moment.
Yeah. Yeah, there are so many things. So that was something which was really irritating at this conference on China, Wahrnehmung und Wirklichkeit. Because you heard also the lectures and
yeah.
It was always the statement, yeah, it's such a rapid change and new creativity and so on. But I asked, Mr. Who was it? Jiang Feng. And I asked him and said, like, yeah, in Germany, after Second World War, it took 60 years until the Jews got a Holocaust memorial. 60 years,
yeah.
Really long time. And and we were, the place where we were, was the Instituto Cervantes, but before it was the house, America House.
America House?
Yeah, and as an America, as the America House, it was the last 10 years, it was blocked because of the September 11th, so nobody was able to enter, only with special invitations.
Yeah. You mean this place before it's American house?
Yes.
For cultural?
Yeah, for culture, yeah. But very close was the embassy, the American embassy.
Okay.
And before it was always controlled like the synagogues. They have still police and also the Americans. So everything was, all the streets were blocked. So that changed because they moved to another place now in Frankfurt. Yeah. But they stayed in Germany until 1994.
Okay.
So over 200,000 soldiers were here in Germany to control the Germans. And so democratization was really a very long process in Germany. And you can't have it with only if you have votes or something. It has to do with a long process of deliberating and understanding of education and of thinking and remembering the victims. And if you don't, and I asked Mr. Fang, what about remembering the victims after I told him the story of the American house? And he said, no, I don't know. And he said, no, I can't say something about it. And this is really hard. It's always the same reaction. If you ask about Tiananmen or the ambassadors, you don't get an answer. So how is it? How is the situation? I mean, I think it will take really a long time in China until they have really a change, not only a rapid change. Or what do you think? How do you imagine China?
I mean, so China is already have lots of change, but some change is still not happening. So I think so in this whole world, they know China became another superpower. So that's why the Chinese former ambassador can spoke in symposium. He talked very, very strongly, say China already bigger. We are coming here, not listening democracy class. That time already over, never again. That's why he feel he's much strong. He's like a superpower's voice. Yeah, that means whole, West already know. It's China, it's now became, another, make all, international society a little bit scary, big animal. So, but we want another change, not only, economic change, not about, its army bigger. We also want to have some less censorship or no censorship, writer, intellectual, we don't need self-censorship. We spoke anything we can spoke. If we can become panelist, nobody can stop us. I want this happening in China. Also, like me, exile writer, come back to China. I can reprint our literature journal. Also, we can, do all our, works. So it's not, say you cannot back to China. So I'm already live China 9 years. I hope, I can visit family, I can stay China, I can do anything I want to do, not against the law. So someday happening, I don't know when.
Yeah.
That's why we have to do everything. If you speak loudly, then people can listen to your voice, then maybe they have to think. They start to think.
Yeah. Do you have one poem related to that question?
What's the question?
To that, what will change maybe? Or to your, to you coming back to China?
I prefer I come back to China, at least can let me, back to China, can visit my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know, maybe end of this year.
And are they punished now by the state because you are in exile?
My parents in Beijing. They stay in Beijing. My brother in Beijing too.
And?
Yeah.
Are they punished by the state?
No, they are not going to punish, Now it's China, it's not punish your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, they maybe, you know, they have to listen to you talk, you know, like, you know, spy, you know, listening to your phone talk. But they not like Cultural Revolution time.
Mm.
The punish is probably not. They yeah. still can have their own life. They not do some wrong things.
Yeah.
They some do some wrong things, not mean they have to give some punish. But in my in jail time, they force my parents pay $20,000 Chinese dollar. You have to, you know, pay them, see, because I'm illegal published. This is crazy.
Yeah, because you are, if you are here in prison, the state is somehow paying for you. But in China, the state was saying then you are guilty. If you are guilty, then you have to take the costs.
So yeah, they say they have to pay the money because I do some wrong things. Is this in that
Yeah,
time?
This is really a strange moral.
Yeah, this is, they are thieves. They just want they just want to get all your money.
Yeah.
Because they think they spend time, you know, take, you know, investigation you, you know, talk to you, they want to get some pay money to give to them.
Yeah. Do you like to read another poem or should we make a pause with music?
I think make music okay. Poetry one is enough. Yeah.
One one in 1 hour.
People want to repeat a memory.
But it's very impressive how you are reading. So I think it's a very aesthetic experience people
I need
can
it someday
have.
Can, yeah. I think as soon as possible can translation some poem to you for German.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. Have to find it's you know in German if you translation poetry you have to find some good translator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what can I? Yeah, the music I am playing now is that music that I have copied in Shanghai. So, but I'm, I think this one. And it's from Kenny's Bar in Shanghai. Now it's starting.
Just living in my head. And since I fell for that spell, I am living there as well. Something more.
Ja, wir diskutieren gerade einen Artikel aus der Süddeutschen Zeitung. Und zwar ist EWW gerade in München in Großhadern und wird dort operiert. Und er ist sozusagen nach Schlägen durch chinesische Sicherheitsleute in München wegen einer Gehirnblutung jetzt operiert worden. Und er sagt, ich wäre beinahe gestorben am Mittwoch vom Krankenbett der deutschen, telefonisch vom Krankenbett der deutschen Presseagentur. Der Eintritt erfolgte am Montagabend im Klinikum Großhadern. Die Ärzte haben mich gerettet und mir geht es jetzt wieder gut. Der Bluterguss im Kopf sei eine direkte Folge von Schlägen gewesen, die ihm bei einem Zwischenfall von vor 4 Wochen in der Provinz Sichuan mit Angehörigen von Polizei oder Sicherheitsdienst zugefügt worden seien. Der Künstler, der das Vogelnest genannte Olympiastadion in Peking mitentworfen hat, ist ein profilierter Kritiker des kommunistischen Systems. Yeah, about Ai Weiwei. I mean, this happened now in Chengdu, in Sichuan province.
He's in Munich.
Yeah, he's in Munich, okay. Yeah. But so he was controlled with those activists, and he was documenting the earthquake catastrophe in Sichuan, and he did document over 5,000 names of children who were who died.
And he
was. So he was in August in. Pan? No problem. Yeah, because this article is maybe interesting to. I didn't read it right now, but. Maybe we can read a little bit of it, because after the symposium, I mean, it was so strange. I mean, I think you are the most the writer who is most hunted by journalists everywhere in Germany.
Yeah.
Bailing most hunted.
Dating most.
And dating, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. Because every day in a newspaper is an article about the symposium.
Was bedeutet Besserung eigentlich?
Wie bitte?
Besserung.
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 Besserung. Ah. Like getting better health.
Was gelobte Besserung.
They want to make it better the next time. Sie wollen das nächste Mal das besser machen.
Ach so.
Oh, 他说他们决定要下次要要好一点嘛，做的舒展做的是吧？
Okay. So the question is, what will they make better the next time?
不是，他说要把跟中国官方的关系处好一点。
谁说的？
他副标题就是 Frankfurt Buchmesse gelobte Besserung in Umgang.
They want to make it better the next time. But I don't know why they did it before. So how did it happen that they invited you and Beijing to that symposium? How was the procedure for it? And what happened in the first moment when you went on the stage from on Saturday? And I don't know. What do you think was what was the intention of the?
You mean Saturday?
Of Jürgen Boos, for example? Yeah, Saturday, to scandalize it in this way. How did this? How was it organized? Or
the organizers, they want to get the violence. I mean, it's a book affair.
They wanted to get the violence.
Violence. They want to get invited. Chinese officials. This is their partner. They have to together. That means. Maybe if they know Chinese government want to control, who can get invited. I think Book Affair probably don't want to invite me and Dai Qing. Just, all land, Chinese, official delegation can decide who can come.
Hmm.
But they just want to do some good things, invite different voice. It's make Chinese official, government very mad.
Yeah, that's fine. If they organize that symposium on their own, then, but how... How was the problem communicated?
This all newspaper already talk.
Yeah.
I don't know how they connected.
Yeah.
They have some under table discussion. It's official delegation, Chinese official, Chinese government.
Yeah.
GAPP, some general censorship office in China.
Yeah.
They with Book Affair, they discussion what they want.
Yeah, the problem, this is the guest country organization of the book fair. It's every year. It's more or less the same problem.
Every year,
yes. No, not so okay. Difficult. But the last year, when they had, I don't know what was last year, or for 2 years, they had Catalonia. So that was Catalonia in Spain. What is a Spanish writer? Is it someone who is Spanish or who is Catalonian? Or what is with the other? What is with the Galician?
Yeah, it's a bookstore.
Is it a country or is it a region?
Yeah, no. All countries have their own different problem.
Yeah.
They have enough experience.
The Catalans use it to promote their independence from Spain. But they are not independent.
Tibetan also promote, you know, independence from China.
Yeah.
You know, Xinjiang maybe promote independence from China too. That's, every voice should be shown there.
Yeah.
Not only one voice.
Yes. So if they have a guest country, maybe the problem is that it's something that is over the literature scene. If they would organize it with people in China to bring people from China, writers to Germany, then it would be not this overwhelming guest country idea.
Yeah.
Probably this would be easier to bring more underground cultures also to the book fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very good literature what they are now translating from China, but
we're still talking on the show or finishing?
No, we are still talking.
Uh-huh. How long is it finished? 3 o'clock?
Yeah. 1 second. No, a bit later, but because we could read something else.
You want to read again?
Yeah, we heard only one.
Okay, I can read it. Yeah, that. Then I have to do my article. I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this show is normally how long? It's 1 hour?
No, it's 2 hours.
Oh my God, 2 hours.
Yeah, that's long. That's why we stop earlier for the...
Oh my God, it's a very long show.
Yeah,
normally you can talk. Normally I should still two-hour talk? No.
No.
Yeah. 这种show都是要讲两个小时啊。他们这个频道是有比较那个。现场播的是吧?
直播的。
Okay. So...
它是比较开放的这个频道，就是什么都可以来讲。
Okay, I can read Banishment.
Yeah.
这都是免费的，都没有任何钱的，就是来这边做。That's crazy. Yeah, it's.
所以这里环境这么。对，放逐。我在时间的尽头经历放逐，手臂的弯度。
记忆的弓，我用我的汉字清洗异国的天空，无倦的天空，辽阔强烈的天空，干燥而又坚韧，带着事物莫名的疼痛。冬天。 有着记忆命名的庄重，我看到被遗忘拒绝的耻辱，带着使命进入我那野蛮的视野，眺望终止了阅读，回忆。 放弃时钟，经历着对经历的厌恶。那并非是时间的过错，那仅仅是时间的过错。碾压往事的，是夜的车轮。 事物用它不朽的根固执地缠绕我们。我在时间的尽头，如同 国家版图上一个很久的诅咒。
Yes, thank you very much. So punishment, this is how you work with punishment.
Yeah.
That happened to you. Yeah.
你想解释一下吗？还是不能解的？
很难解释。Just my feeling also.
Yeah.
Just the poetry very difficult to give expand. People can get feeling, or you can you can reading translation. Yeah, it's about my experience. Exile experience.
Yeah, this happens also to German poetry.
Yeah,
it's also very difficult. Also, you have always that was also strange at the symposium, because Mr. Fang or others, they had these anecdotes from German poets, from Goethe and Beethoven.
Yeah, did you understand my story? Talk about in that day. It's a literature panel. So you understand the translation?
From the banishment?
My talk in Book Affair, it's a symposium, it's a literature panel.
At the beginning?
End of this.
The end, I understood.
I talked,
this was really good that you mentioned.
I mentioned it.
Paul Celan
and
to give another direction.
Yeah. But nobody reported this situation. Everybody just argued this, who come or not come. It's, we need time, not only.
Yeah.
We need from, since this symposium started, you have to focus from each topic.
Yeah.
Question, ask question, and answer question, not all. I don't know it's have enough, report every, especially our literature panels, detail. They talk about this detail, each people, how they talk, or what I talk. Any newspaper, they have deeply talk about this one?
Yeah.
Yeah or not?
No. They do what? Deeper?
Just give detail, every panel.
A little detail, but the anecdotes they have, for example, from Goethe and Beethoven, we don't have that in Germany. So they have a lot of stuff, their own constructions.
No, I mean the journalist.
The journalist?
Yeah, they gave a report about our literature panels, what we talk.
This is really problematic, I would say, because we did see some videos about the symposium, and there are also the comments. They are not much different to what they are writing, and then they put situations together that were not connected.
Yeah, this article,
and,
what they talk.
Can I have a look? Then I can probably translate.
It means they
try to make it better again. With Chinese officials, but they try and...
看懂了吗?
But now they...
快速浏览了一下。
But now they want to try to work better with the Chinese officials. That's where they make a kotao somehow.
Kotao.
Yes. So they say here there's a lot of... Es steht viel auf dem Spiel.
The
book fair can lose its face. That's what they say. It can lose its face. That's what is the game now. The book fair can lose its face, yeah. And now they want to change that fatal impression that because they were knocked down by the censorship of the of China.
This is still cooperation with censorship office.
Oh, what is this? What is from, this is from Wednesday. Yesterday, Jürgen Bruce was talking to his Mitarbeiter. Okay, one second. It's sometimes difficult, but.
他实际上这个报道不是直接在说你。
对啊，我就是说他们舒展嘛。
他
舒展呢？
在舒展说什么？他在批评他的那个部下是吧？
Personal, yeah, his staff, his staff. And he said, his team needs a new self-consciousness to, because of the negative media echo of the last days. Because the book fair with the problematic guest country China is starting in 1 month. That's why they have kind of Nagelprobe. Can the book fair get back his worldwide what is it called? The worldwide fame back. And now they had this negative press.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they... and they want to see... because the book fair has this worldwide call as a fighter for freedom of mind and the connection between cultures. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We can call. Should he read it to us or to you?
No. Can call my friend.
Yeah. 1 second. I play another song. And then we have a little time to
love, and it all depends on you. So